I had been called the Strange One, like the others, but different. I loved my brothers, and they loved me. But my way was a lonely way, and I went into a land from which I would not return. Of them all, my father understood me best, for with all his great strength and magnificent fighting ability, there was much in him of the poet and the mystic, as there is in me. Our last evening together I would not forget, for each of us knew it was for the last time. Lila, who prepared our supper, also knew. Lila is Welsh, and the wife of my father's old friend, Jeremy Ring, and had been a maid to my mother ere they departed from England. My father, Lila, and I have the gift. Some call it second sight, but we three often have previsions of what is to be, sometimes with stark clarity, often only fleeting glimpses as through the fog or shadows. All our family have the gift to some degree, but me most of all. Yet I have never sought to use it, nor wished to see what is to be. I knew how my father would die, and almost when, and he knew also when we talked that last time. He accepted the nearness of death as he accepted life, and he would die as he would have wished, weapon in hand, trying his strength against others. We parted that night knowing it was for the last time, with a strong hand clasp and a look into each other's eyes. It was enough. I would keep his memory always, and he would know that somewhere far to the westward his blood would seek the lonely trails to open the land for those who would follow. A faint patter of rain awakened me, and I eased from under my blanket, preparing a neat pack. Daylight, or as much as I was likely to see, was not far off. It had been snug and dry where I had slept, but with only a few inches of overhang to shelter my bed from the rain. I had shouldered my pack and girded my weapons before the thought came to me. Smoothing the earth where I had slept, I took up a twig and drew four crosses in the earth. The red man was forever curious, and to most of whom we call Indians, four was a magic number. He who followed would come upon this mark and wonder. He might even worry a little and be wary of seeking me out, for the Indian is ever a believer in medicine, or as some say, magic. So it was that in the last hour of darkness I went down the mountain through the laurel sticks, crossed a small stream, and skirted a meadow to come to the trace I sought. Nearly 100 years before De Soto had come this way, his marchings and his cruelties leaving no more mark than the stirring of leaves as he passed. A few old Indians had vague recollections of De Soto, but they merely shrugged at our questions. We who wandered the land knew this was no new world. The term was merely a conceit in the minds of those who had not known of it before. The trace, when I came upon it, was a track left by the woods buffalo, who were fewer in number but larger in size than the buffalo of the Great Plains. The buffalo was the greatest of all trail makers. Long ago, the buffalo had discovered all the salt licks, mountain passes, and watering holes. We latecomers had only to follow the way they had gone, for there were no better trails anywhere. When I came upon the track, I began to run. We who lived in the forest regularly ran or walked from place to place as did the Indians. It was by far the best way to cover distance where few horses and fewer roads were to be found. My brothers ran well, but were heavier than I and not so agile. Although very strong, I was 20 pounds lighter than Kin Ring and 30 lighter than Yance. Our strength was born of our daily lives. Our cabins and our palisades were built of logs, cut and dragged from the forest. The logs for the palisades stood upright in ditches dug for the purpose. Only in the past few years had we managed to obtain horses from the Spanish in Florida, who broke their own law in selling them to us when they departed for their home across the sea. Every task demanded strength, for the logs used in building the cabins were from 8 to 20 inches thick and 20 to 30 feet in length. There are slights and skills known to working men that enable them to handle heavy weights, but in the final event it comes down to sheer muscle. So my brothers and I had grown to uncommon strength, indulging in wrestling, toss